And we are live. Very good afternoon, wonderful ladies. This is Lenka Lutovská, Get Fully Booked Coach, and welcome to your weekly group coaching and training call. So excited to be connecting with you again. First of all, thank you to all those of you who were participating on last week's Get Shit Done Day. I think it was amazing for all of us, me included. It's just amazing to see getting so much done in one day. And today is all about you. As you know, I will be taking your questions and challenges and coaching you through whatever you need to be coached through. But as always, I have got first a little mini training topic. And today, what I would love to talk to you about is about psychology you will want to hold whenever you want to sell out something. We're talking about launches here, but whether you're launching a big, you know, group program launch, or you're launching your one-to-one services or some new service or new product, and you want to sell it out on time and overachieve your goals, of course, it's important to do the right things. And I cover all of this as to what to do in the final module of Get Fully Booked Academy. Now, for those of you who are going through Get Fully Booked Academy materials, I would like to say that you will get the most out of your formal launches if you go through all of the modules first and then do the go through the launch module, which is the final module. The reason for it is because all the modules before will give you a journey to get ready for a successful launch. Having said that, today's topic will apply to you even if you're not ready to launch just yet, because this is applicable for all short-term goals. And a lot of you, I know, are already in position to do launches or even a small mini launch. As you know, I'm a big fan of short launches, whether it's 7 days or 10 days or, you know, recently you probably saw Sammy's post in the group. She had a very successful four-day launch even. So whatever you want to launch, this will definitely help you as well as achieve your short-term goals. So when it comes to the successful launches, to me, the most important part is your psychology. Absolutely. It's not to say that what we do is not important, but what really makes the difference and makes the difference between not achieving your launch goals or selling out on time every time and overachieving your goals is your psychology, your mindset. And if I were to wrap up the whole successful launch mindset in one sentence, it would be this one. Do not evaluate until it's over. Now, I know it may sound incredibly simple, but really, truly, that one sentence has got an entire successful launch psychology in it, and is not the easiest thing in the world. So I'll repeat this: do not evaluate until it's over. Sounds simple, right? And yet, yeah, it can be quite challenging. The reason for it is because when it comes to evaluations, we do them all the time. We evaluate how things are going every day, every minute, really. We evaluate based on every situation, what happens and doesn't happen. And the quality of those evaluations really determine how well we do, because those evaluations are suggestions to our unconscious mind. In other words, those evaluations are powerful messages to the universe, or orders to the universe, what you order the universe to bring to you. So, for instance, if you launch something and you put it out there, and of course you have the conscious expectations. You have conscious expectations. So on day one, I would like this many people sign up, or I hope, you know, at least a few people will sign up to show me that they're, you know, that this will go well. And then if nothing happens, we can evaluate it in a way that doesn't serve to us. It's so easy to do. We can say, oh my God, so this is not as needed as I thought it would be. Or, okay, so I hear crickets, nothing is happening. And that's evaluation. All of this is evaluation. And when you assume something based on what is happening or what not happening, this assumption or evaluation becomes a message, an order to the universe to deliver that. So if you say to yourself, I hear critics, nothing is happening, and therefore, you know, I don't know how am I going to sell out the launch. Well, that's what you're ordering, crickets. So it's the most important bit when it comes to successful launch psychology is to not evaluate until it's over. Sure, we improve as we go along, but the most important part is to hold your vibration really high and knowing that no matter what results you see in this red hot minute, you're gonna achieve and overachieve your goal. So I'm gonna take you just roughly what I do with my private clients when they prepare for the launch in a big picture that may give you more understanding of this simple statement and will help you to prepare psychologically for any form of launch, be it a short-term, you know, short launch or big launch. So, you know, first we talk with clients, obviously, what do they want? You know, how many people, et cetera, the goals, yes? How many people they want on the specific program or whatever else is that they're launching. So once they decide this is what they want, I'll check with them whether it's what they believe they can have or whether there is something more, whether they would desire a bigger number. Because oftentimes, we tend to think small, often. You know, not always, but we tend to think small. But if I hear it in client language, like, I would love to have, like, 20 people. Oh, my God, I would absolutely love. Then I'll take it, you know. Okay, good, you know, because the goal should really light you up. And for some people, what works better is financial goal. For some people, what works better is amount of people they want to serve. And it doesn't matter. But we are focusing on, okay, what do I do, or how many people do I actually need to achieve either my financial goal and, you know, how many people I want to serve through this launch. So once we have a goal that is really lighting you up, then what I'm asking my clients is, you know, tell me instinctively how many of these people you have currently in your tribe right now. So let's say if they they want 20 women to buy their course. So I'm asking them how many of those 20 women they have got in their current tribe, i.e. mailing list and Facebook group right now. And some people say, obviously, you know, I think I have got all 20 there already. Good. Some people will say, I think I have got half of them there. So, which is telling me, and, you know, even though I say just do this instinctively, you know, what I'm interested in is their belief system. To me, belief system, what they believe to be true is more important than math, so to speak. Yes, because by math, what we want to make sure is that we have got right now at least, you know, the 20% is about 3% of our current tribe or mailing list. So that's where we can assume safely we will sell out the launch. But what I find is that when women are believe something to be true, I believe that all of those 20 people are in their tribe right now, even though their tribe may be quite small, that's more important. I mean, again, I can see Emily here. Emily has got recently launched her first group program, and she had less than 200 people in her tribe, and yet she sold out all 20 spaces. So that's like 10%, you know, maybe even more. 10% of a whole tribe booked 1K program, which is amazing, which is a very high conversion. And I see this with women who believe. So you just go on it instinctively. How many people do you believe you have got in your current tribe right now? If they believe, let's say only half, let's say I think there are 10, I'll challenge them a bit on it. You know, I want to find, you know, are you this sort of disregarding some people that are there? So challenge their belief system and points of view. But also, you know, then, okay, so how are we going to get those other 10 in your tribe? So in other words, we need to do some list building first. So So that would be the first thing we would focus on. So we would set a number for how many new ideal clients we want on our mailing list, and only then we would launch. So that would be our first goal. So in other words, we want to believe that we have got all the 20 people, 20 ideal clients for this particular new course or product or service in my tribe right now. Then we, of course, set up a plan, you know, everything that we're going to do to sell out the offering. When we set out a plan, I again calibrate on a client. I will ask them, so, okay, so think, you know, when you do this X, Y, Z, do you believe that getting those 20 women is a no-brainer? Now, again, I'm listening out for their language, how it feels to them. So if they say, oh, my God, yeah, I mean, if I do this, it's a no-brainer, I will get those, let's say, 20 women. If I hear hesitation in their voice, I will then again find out what's missing. So it's, again, either some form of belief, which we will need to adjust, or we'll adjust course of action. So in other words, when you put together a launch plan, you want to know that, when I do this, when I do my part, no matter what, I will sell out that launch. You don't want to leave it to the guesswork or hoping it will work. So that's how your plan, that's your launch plan, how it should work. And of course, you know, the last module, as I said, will help you with that, with the what to do. Now, when it comes to the actual launch, this is where the juice of manifestation is happening, yes? So when it comes to implementing the plan, so lots of preparation happens before, and then we'll go into the actual launch. And this is when that phrase, we do not evaluate until it's over, comes in. I cannot tell you how many times I hear from the clients, you know, they update me, obviously, and I hear from the clients, oh, my God, I'm a bit disappointed. There is not as much interest as I thought. And I need to remind them, remember, we do not evaluate until it's over. So just, again, a little bit of reframing for them to know that, look, we set a plan, we know it's there, we trillion check that it's done. And on energetic level, it's done anyway. It already exists. It's done. All we need to do now is to implement the plan. In other words, lovingly invite those people to sign up every single bloody day in one way or another. We've got a plan. So it's done. We don't know and we don't care where those 20 women are coming from. Your job and the only job is to invite and to implement your plan and inspire those women to join. We're looking for, let's say, 20 women. So this is the key, really. This is the key to continue working in a high energy under assumption that this is done, even if you don't see results immediately. I mean, I had it with the latest Get Fully Booked Academy launch. I told you before, for the first 3 days, I didn't have anyone sign up. And 3 days during 10 days launch, believe me, it's a very, very, very long time when you have no one signs up. But that's what you got to master when you want to launch anything successful. Or in fact, if you want to achieve your short-term goals and overachieve your short-term goals, you've got to master your focus. You've got to know that it's done, and what you get at the beginning is really irrelevant. You know, in some cases, you may get 20 people all at once on the last day. Who the fuck cares? Sorry for my language. Or you may implement your plan and follow your intuition, what to do, so you inspire people daily during that launch period. And yet, it brings you nothing. But those 20 women or whatever your goal is will come from completely different unexpected sources. And that's okay, too. Because when we are implementing action. Action is really just to show our commitment to our desire, to what we actually want. It's showing commitment to the universe. That's all the action is. We are not concerned what result will each action individually yield. We are not even concerned what our action will yield altogether collectively. We just do because through action we receive, but oftentimes it's in a completely different way. So be open to receive from all the sources, including the unexpected sources, and stay completely detached from what you get with each individual newsletter, Facebook post, live stream, of et cetera. All we are concerned is about final goal, and it's done, and it's done, and it's done. Lastly, when I say we do not evaluate until it's over, it doesn't mean that we don't tweak. Of course we tweak. We improve as we go along. So when we identify, okay, I'm not getting results that I want, we'll say, hold on, I'm not evaluating until it's over. But I'll have a look. What can I do better? So can I do tweaks on a sales page? Can I do tweaks on a landing page? Can I do tweaks? Can I ask my intuition, okay, or is there anything else I can do? A certain live stream? You listen to ideas? So you tweak. You tweak the process as you go along. You want to do your absolute best. But we do not evaluate the result until it's over. Until it's over. And oftentimes, this is how you also overachieve your goal. The other day, I had a client telling me the evening of the last day of the card, saying, okay, so these are the results. I said, hold on. Even though the results are fantastic, I'm not interested. We do not evaluate until it's over, and it's not midnight yet. Because believe me, there are some people who may, you know, wait until last minute. I mean, I know I had probably Becky, you're here. Becky was booking her Get Fully Booked Academy the moment I already was taking the buttons out. It was 5 or 10 minutes after midnight. So she just got it on the literally last second. Yes, baby. Honestly, you do not evaluate until it's over. And I wouldn't know Becky wanted to do Get Fully Booked Academy until the order came through. So do not evaluate until it's over, even if you overachieved your goal. You can still have more people coming. So it's called detachment, right? It's called confidence and detachment and owning. So I wrap it up in this single phase. Do not evaluate until it's over. And it's certainly useful practice, and practice to focus effectively, practice to evaluate effectively. It's certainly a very useful skill to practice. For our businesses, but also for our lives. Okie dokie, and that concludes today's mini training session. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you took something out of it. And of course, still happy to ask questions.